This is Dr. Omoto dictating a new patient. Please use a new consultation template. Patient's last name is Villanueva-Gonzalez. I will spell it. It's V as in Victor, I-L-L-A. And as in Nancy, U-E, V as in Victor, A, hyphen, G-O-N, as in Nancy, V-A-L-E-V. First name is Roxana, R-O-X-A-N-A. Date of birth is October 12, 1982. Date of service is November 10, 2022. Referring provider is FCI. That's F as in Frank, C-I-O in capital letters, in Dublin, D-U-B-L-I-N. Next, Keith Ting, K-E-I-T-H space T-A-N-G, M-D. Reason for consultation, newly diagnosed rheumatoid arthritis with positive anti-CCP and rheumatoid factor. Subjective, this is a 40-year-old Hispanic female with history of joint pain for the last 10 years who is here for evaluation for treatment for rheumatoid arthritis period. Next paragraph, she started experiencing the right knee pain about 10 years ago, period. It was a common episode which lasted up to about 1 month, period. She did not think too much of this issues and did not seek any medical attention, period. Next paragraph, about a year ago, she started to experience polyarthritis involving the right side of her body, period. Those joints would include shoulder, elbow, wrist, hands, ankles, and toes, period. Again, she did not seek any medical attention, thinking that it's because she is working hard, period. Next paragraph, about 5 months ago, during the medical evaluation, she made a visit because of the right knee pain and the swelling, period. It was very swollen and painful, period. Evaluation was done and revealed that x-ray was normal and the labs were abnormal, period. She was started on methotrexate and sulfasalazine and prednisone, 20 milligrams per day for 10 days, about 2 to 3 months ago, period. She states that the prednisone helped her immediately after the one dose period. Overall, after being on several months of methotrexate and sulfasalazine, she denies any side effects, and she feels that her pains are better controlled, period. Past medical history, hypertension. Next, knee pain for 10 years, polyarthritis for about 1 year. Next, rheumatoid arthritis. Diagnosed about August of 2022, period. Surgical history, none. Medication. She is currently on methotrexate 2.5 milligrams, 6 tablets weekly. Next, sulfasalazine 500 milligrams, 1 tablet twice a day. Next, prednisone 5 milligrams QHS for blood pressure. Social history. Patient used to work as a construction worker prior to incarceration. Patient is in charge of recycling at the prison, period. Patient was a social smoker on the weekend. She was a social alcohol user over the weekend. No history of IV drug use. She has 4 children. Family history. Patient has a mother who had arthritis issues when she was born, which was about 40 years ago, And this mother also has a diagnosis of lupus about 5 years ago. with the joint pain period. She also has a brother who was diagnosed with lupus about 4 years ago, but also having undiagnosed medical issues since he was 13 years old, which has insensitivity of skin, kind of possibly nerve issue period. Maybe you have system potently, please admit, she admits joint pain in her right side of her body, in the shoulders, elbows, wrist, hands, knee, ankle, and the toe period. Morning stiffness is about 1 hour period. Medical examination per template. Please change the peripheral joints elbow. Patient is not able to completely extend the right elbow, due to the flexion contracture period. Hands, please modify. Patient is able to make full fits, however, patient has swelling of the MCP joints number 2, number 3 on the right, PIP joints number 3, number 5, slight Boutonniere deformity on the digit number 3 and number 5 period. On the left side, patient have a swelling of the left number 3 PIP joint period. Knees, please modify. Patient has full range of motion bilaterally, however, swelling on the right knee period. Patient has crepitus on both knees, more apparent on the left period. Feet, please add. Patient has nail changes to suspect fungal infection, Patient has a slight valgus deformity on the right number 1 toe period. No hammer toe deformity, no callus formation on the plantar surface of the feet period. Diagnostic data, I do not have any diagnostic data available at this point, however, it is stated on the consultation request form that her rheumatoid factor was more than 600 and she also tested positive for anti-CCP antibody period. Impression number 1, joint pain started out with knee pain about 10 years ago, however, developed polyarthritis predominantly on the right side of the body about a year ago period. She started the workup for her ongoing joint pain about 5 months ago and was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and has been on the rheumatoid arthritis treatment with disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs for the last 2 to 3 months period. She seems to be adequately responding, but she still have active synovitis in several of her joints period. Recommendation number 1, I have explained to the patient the pathophysiology and treatment option for the rheumatoid arthritis period. Number 2, I would continue with the methotrexate and sulfasalazine, however, she has a room to increase her medication for better control of the synovitis period. I will try to obtain the labs from her medical facility to see if it's adequate to increase the dose period. Next, if she is in flare of the pain, she may be able to tolerate the anti-inflammatory medication or the prednisone as needed, but explain to the patient that the anti-inflammatory medication is liver toxic and that needs to be monitored period. Next, for toxicity monitoring of the methotrexate, I would recommend checking CBC and LFT every 2 to 3 months, if possible, period. I would also recommend checking ESR and CRP for monitoring the efficacy of the treatment period. Next, I would also add folic acid 1 mg daily for liver protection from methotrexate period. Next, the patient was explained that while she is on methotrexate, which has lung toxicity and liver toxicity, a patient should avoid smoking and alcohol usage period. Next, patient had a question about using a braces for the right knee period. He explained to the patient that there's a benefit of using knee braces if she's in a lot of pain and if she's anticipating a lot of physical strain period. However, wearing knee braces all the time would weaken her quadriceps muscle, which is a natural supported muscle that helps with her knee period. Next, I'd like to see her in 3 to 4 months for follow-up. This is the end of dictation.